Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Christian Taylor Wilkinson, who is CEO at Altona Energy, apparently. How are you today, Christian?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Right, Altona, a company with certainly a name to remember, let's say, for some of us who follow small caps. So what's going on at the moment?
Okay, so we spent the last 18 months looking at a different route for the company. It was involved in coal mining in Australia, which didn't take off, long licenses, not enough cash, etc. So we stripped the company out, we removed costs, we're running sort of a bare minimum at the same time, and now looking to rebuild the board. And what we thought we needed was something that we could start adding shareholder value to quickly, because it's one thing that's basically been missing from Altona for the last 5 years. So the rare earth element market seemed to be a popular choice, and we've employed a geologist who's based in Kenya, a lovely French guy who's fantastic, and a metallurgist who lives in Australia. With their advice, we've been looking for assets to start negotiations with, and we've so far acquired two mining projects, both of which have had exploration work done in the past. And we're looking at a third asset now in Kenya. Hopefully we'll be able to sign a heads of agreement with next week. And this is where Altona takes a majority stake. So we cover the costs, we have control of what's going on. But the current owners will retain a seat on the board and will give us their advice. For example, the first one we acquired in Malawi, it's called the Chambe Basin Project. That's been explored by JOGMEC, which is the Japanese state exploration company. They did 10 years of work there on the project. And our partner, a chap called Hilton Banda, whose company we're acquiring, he was one of the geologists working with them. So he is in a great position to understand what exactly there is at this site. So from being a geologist working on a number of projects, he actually decided he wanted to buy this tenement, the license, the exploration license. So when it came up for renewal in February this year, the renewal was not allowed for the current owners, and he stepped in and put it in. So he's acquired that license, and we're going to acquire 75% of his company. And he will join the board as our technical director. So that is fantastic. I think sort of as a top line explanation about rare earths, there are typically two, let's call it two deposit types. There's carbonatite, which is a hard rock deposit, which is very common. That requires lots of drilling in rock, blasting, separating the rare earths from the rocks. It's quite a complex, expensive process. And the other type is ionic clay. So in China, which currently controls about 90-95% of the global market, most of their deposits are ionic clay. And this is basically the rare earths sit in soil or clay deposits. And so drilling holes into clay and soil is very easy. Removing the soil, the deposits, is also easy. And it goes through a simple leaching process to take the rare earths out. So this is a far quicker, cheaper method. But traditionally, these deposits are a lot smaller than the hard rock deposits. So in Kenya, in Malawi, this is an ionic clay deposit. So the expectation would be for not too much money, we'd be able to put together a resource estimate and work it up in the next 12 to 24 months to a pre-feasibility study quite cheaply, which would then obviously attract the larger investors to come in and support the project to production itself. Similarly, we announced last week an acquisition in Uganda. That's also, we think, an ionic clay deposit. And this lies next door to a very successful Australian listed company called Ionic Clay. The clue's in the name. We're expecting that we will find similar deposits of rare earths, according to our geologists. So that's it. So look, we're trying to put together a portfolio of assets. We're trying to spread the risk and not just focus on one project, which I think could be a mistake. learning from Altona's history, having one asset. But we're a tiny, tiny little company on Aquis. We have no cash. We're doing a fundraise at the moment through NR Private Market. And I know you spoke to the CEO, Rich Lloyd, yesterday. They're doing fantastic things for junior miners. You know, when a broker says they can't raise money for you because you're too small, Rich and his team step up. They do all the due diligence, they do all the legal work, and then they open up to their very supportive list of private shareholders. And so that's it. So we've opened a fundraise on NR Private Market 2 days ago, and it's running until the 16th of October with a chance of maybe extending it. So if we can raise about £500,000, that would be enough to start putting drills into the ground to find out just what we have at these sites, to then take it onto a larger fundraise.
Right, so through the situation as we find it, or as I think we find it, you're on the Aquis exchange, which I believe is Greta Garbo's favourite exchange at the moment. So there is the issue of that. You're raising £500,000, which you could, I suppose, in the current environment, given the boom in the mining sector, raise a million, 2 million. You could almost raise whatever you like, I think, especially with rare earths. I mean, that seems to be the way that the market is. It's a very enthusiastic market, but you're going for £500,000. You've got three main projects, which all appear to be, in a decent position. You know, you've done the DD on them and everything else. Yep. And so really, with the reboot of Altona, you could come back much better than before.
I think, yes, that I don't think it could be much worse than we were before. I think to go and raise £2-3 million, which would need to complete phase one and two drilling for all three projects, at the price the shares are currently, would be disingenuous to our shareholders. The suspended price is 9.5p. We're doing this raise at 6.5p, which is a 32% discount. And we're also offering warrants as well. So one warrant for every two shares subscribed for. That is a fantastic deal on a mining play that is 50% there because of the work that's already been done by previous owners on these sites. You know, I've worked in the city for 20 years, as you know. We've known each other for probably about 10 or 15 of those. I think it's worth doing it properly. I think get the amount of money you need to do the job. And then if the job looks good, let's go and raise some more money, maybe at 12p or 15p. And the shareholders that come in now can come in again. The investors that come in now, but they'll be rewarded by their support and loyalty. But to go and flood the market now with Altona shares and raise £2-3 million, even if we could find a broker that would do that, I think would be wrong.
But maybe the strategy would be that you raise this initial money on Aquis, and then further down the line, as the projects progress, yeah, you think of going maybe to AIM or taking another view.
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking at both now. I know obviously AIM listing costs are astronomical. Standard listing costs are cheaper, but of course standard would also come with its own baggage, the fact that you can only raise a certain amount of money every 12 months, which is a percentage of your market cap, I believe. So if we did need sort of £3-4 million in a hurry, we would struggle to get that unless we did it through a debt instrument or something else that will confuse, you know, not straightforward equity. AIM, obviously, you know, you want some money, you just go raise some money, everyone knows that. Aquis, it's been fantastic for us. You know, it's it hasn't troubled us. We have been suspended for the last few months, so we talk to them regularly. I know another company's just raised £2.5 million on Aquis in the last week, which is probably the largest fundraise they've ever done. The new owners maybe are doing what they set out to do, so we won't write off Aquis until we have this first tranche of cash in the bank. Until we know that, the only way forward would be to move on to another market. Every stock market in the UK, as you know, has its own baggage. AIM is fantastic for the bulletin boards and the haters and the rampers. Altona has been subject to that for many years. It would be nice to be able to run a company that's share price is responsive to the news the company puts out. If you put out some positive news, fine. If you're delaying in something you promised, then of course you're going to get hit by 10 or 20%. But what I've seen so many times for AIM companies is somebody puts a bad remark somewhere and you could lose 50% because the herd follows. And I think some companies on AIM have lost out on their livelihoods even because of nothing they've done themselves. So maybe standard is a little bit more grown up than that. And Aquis, of course, at the moment, nobody really looks at it. So you're sort of safe, you know what I mean? But the more attention that Aquis gets, the more liquidity it gets, I'm sure it's the same treatment that will happen. But yeah, we all know the small cap game in London, and people can make a lot of money on it if they, if they invest at the right time. That's that decision. Long story short, that decision is yet on the table, but we are considering all options because ultimately the company does need to raise large amounts of cash because it's going to be mining free.
Okay, well, in summary, somebody's got a £500,000 burning a hole in their pocket, they can phone up NR Private Market, or they can phone up me as well. I'll take the money, not for that purpose. And what's the time frame in terms of relisting, maybe into early November?
Yeah, according to Aquis, as soon as we raise some cash, we'll be relisted. And if we get the £500,000 target we're looking for, that will give us cash for 6 months. And the drilling programs will be 3 months each, and then we have to analyze the content. So within 6 months, I imagine we could be on a different stock market, and we'd be looking to raise more cash. But mainly, we will try to get a resource estimate for at least one of the assets that we're doing. And the resource estimate is sort of, you know, the initial stage in showing, yes, what you say you've got is what you have, and therefore we will put more money into your company because we believe that this is going to be, you know, a successful project. We're also looking to recruit a couple more board members as well, because we're fairly light. We're looking for a chairman and a non-exec director, somebody who could obviously add their knowledge and experience and help with the decision making on the board. And I think, again, from working with many companies over the last 20 years, it's important to have the right mix on the board of mining personnel, city people, maybe some with legal corporate governance experience, just so that every eventuality that you may face as a listed company is covered.
Christian Taylor-Wilkinson, CEO at Alterna Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Good to speak.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.